Today's message is why spiritual attacks keep coming back again and again. Many believers sincerely pray, fast, rebuke the enemy and seek spiritual help, yet they continue experiencing the same spiritual attack. According to the teaching, the primary reason is not the power of Satan, but an open door within the believer. And unrenewed mind and unrenewed desires that allow the enemy to gain access. James 1:14 explains that temptation begins when a person is drawn away. Means, Greek word says exelko. That means dragged from safety by weight and enticed. Greek word says delizo. Caught by a hook. That means caught by a hook. Satan cannot force his way into a believer's life. You first appeal to unrenewed desires within the soul. The real battlefield is therefore the mind, not external circumstances. Most of the Christians fight spiritual warfare at the wrong address. They focus on rebuking demons while neglecting the inner conversation of the mind. Fear, anxiety, unbelief, and negative self-talk continually feed old desires, keeping the door open to the enemy. Proverbs 23:7 reminds us that a person thinks in the heart, so is, so they become. The solution is not greater willpower or religious effort, but a renewing of the mind through God's word. Romans 12:2. Instead of suppressing sinful desires, believers must replace them with revelation knowledge of their identity in Christ. As the mind is transformed, the old desires lose their power and certain weight no longer finds response. James 1:14-15 further explains that temptation becomes destructive when unrenewed desires unite with Satan's thought, producing sin and its consequences. The enemy only presents the weight. The conception occurs within the unrenewed soul. Therefore, renewing the mind closes the door away before a temptation can take root. The teaching illustrates this. This teaching or message illustrates this with the story of an heir who legally inherited a vast estate, but continued living in poverty because his thinking never changed. Likewise, believers possess every spiritual blessing through Christ. Ephesians 1, 3-14 explain it. Yet many continue to live in fear, lack, defeat, and anxiety because their minds have not caught up with their covenant inheritance. A major practical step is to starve old desires by refusing to continually speak and meditate on problems, constantly rehearsing sickness, lack, fear, or failure strengthens the very appetite that opened the door to the enemy. Instead, believers should consistently confess God's promise and align their thoughts and words with Scripture. The believers also warn that after receiving God's truth, familiar thoughts of fear, doubt, and unbelief will return disguised as common sense. These thoughts should not be entertained or debated, but immediately rejected and replaced with God's word. Spiritual warfare is the daily discipline of maintaining agreement with God's covenant rather than the sense knowledge. Finally, this message emphasizes God's grace. The blood of Jesus cleanses every past failure, and His name carries authority over every power of darkness. As believers continually renew their minds, feed their recreated spirit with God's word, and stand on their covenant identity, the enemy gradually loses every point of access. The goal is not to reach the place Jesus described. The goal is to reach the place Jesus described, and that is the ruler of this world is coming and he has nothing in me. John 14:30. Key message: of this message is spiritual attacks continue, often continue, not because Satan is stronger, but because an unrenewed mind and unrenewed desires have an open doorway. Lasting victory comes through renewing the mind with God's word, replacing sense knowledge with revelation knowledge, feeding the recreated spirit, and consistently living according to one's covenant identity in Christ. When the mind is transformed, the enemy loses his entry point, and the believer walks in the victory already secured through Jesus Christ. God bless you. Amen.